Light brings life. Christmas lights bring a life of sorts, some joy, some excitement. We've always enjoyed as a family driving around looking at people's lights, especially when they go crazy on their homes, because I normally don't. I'm afraid to get on a step stool in my kitchen, let alone a tall ladder. But my daughter Abby loves Christmas lights. We go out to Fantasy Lights in Parkland. Have any of you guys ever been there? It's a great little drive-through one. Zoo lights. Anything we can go to, we will go and check out during the holiday season, because lights are good. Lights are fun. Lights bring joy. Lights bring life. Lights are good, especially when it's dark. And the world without God is a dark place. Then Jesus came. A little over 2,000 years ago on Christmas, light surrounded the coming of our Savior. We know, if you know the Christmas story, if you were listening, even to the kids as they read it, that God gave a star for the wise men to follow. There was a light, and they followed that light. The shepherds that visited Jesus that night, the night that he was born, were joined on the hillside with a heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill." And it was bright, and these shepherds who were afraid all of a sudden were comforted by the light. The light pointed them towards Jesus. And finally, as we just heard here, John, in the Gospel of John, wrote that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is capitalized there. From study, we know that Word is talking about Jesus Christ. So it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that has been made. So what John is trying to get across is this Jesus Christ, whom we are following, whom we follow, was around in the beginning, at creation. Verse 5, he says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." John is calling Jesus the light to this dark world. The book of John is a favorite of mine, especially around the holidays. Focus is on Jesus, not so much on the details of his birth. That's why I think I like it so much. At the beginning of each one of the four Gospels, it talks about the birth of Jesus, because it's a story of his life. John gives the least details, but focuses in, I believe, the best on who Jesus is. The details are in the other Gospels, so it's fun to read all four accounts. Just like they read the Gospel of Luke, too, we get to hear about all the things that were going on, various things that were going on, and that's great. Isaiah 9, that John read first, talks about prophecy being fulfilled. Hundreds of years before, it was prophesied where Jesus would be born, how he would be born. And so again, different passages pointing us again towards Jesus, the light. They help us imagine the emotion that was going on, not only with the prophets who were penning God's word, but in the other Gospels where it talks about the shepherds and the wise men, the emotions of those characters in the greatest story ever told. And they reveal a lot of truth about his birth. But back to John. John really focuses in on the reason for Jesus' coming, which I feel is most important of all. I think that's why I'm drawn back to it continually, right? Light is something that we should adore and worship. If you look at that passage, it talks about Jesus being God. Jesus, the Word, was God. He came in the form of a baby. He came to earth and took on flesh because he loved us so much. And we'll get to that in a few minutes here. But he is worthy of adoration. And that's where we see John focus in at the beginning. When he's talking about the Word, he's talking about Jesus Christ. He wants us to know this isn't just a normal, everyday baby, right? Not that there really is such a thing, but this is God coming to man. Light illuminates and eradicates the darkness in our souls. We saw that in verse 4 and 5. It says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. John is identifying Jesus as the light that we need in this dark world. And in verse 5, it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So no matter how bad this world may be, how bad a place it might be, how dark it is in your life right now, tonight, this Christmas Eve, Jesus Christ can shine brighter. The light from Jesus illuminates our lives. God, the creator and sustainer of life, he created the earth and everything in it, sent his son. Why? Because we were rebellious and sinful, and he wanted to create a way, make a way for us to be able to right our relationship with God. So he is perfect, he is holy, he is just, and he is righteous. And yet he created mankind, men and woman, in his image, and he created them to live with him and with each other in a perfect environment, in harmony with each other and with him. And yet Adam and Eve are original parents. If you read in Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3, let's just say those first few chapters, they rebelled against God and they sinned. And as descendants of Adam and Eve, we have all participated in that original sin. And because of our sin, God can rightly deal with us by giving us his wrath. We know that because God is perfect, ultimately separating us, you and I, from him forever. But that wasn't God's plan. That's not where the story ends. God didn't leave us here to die in our sin. Instead, he sent his son, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to enter into our mess. He was born of Mary. He lived a perfect life, a life that we could not live because we are not perfect. He lived it in our place. And then he died the death we deserved. He laid in the tomb for 3 days, and then he was resurrected on that third day by the power of the Spirit, proving that the sacrifice was acceptable, was enough to the Father. And our response to this, the good news about life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, it should be repentance and faith. And for a lot of you here tonight, you have done that. You have repented from your sin. You have placed your faith in Jesus Christ. You believe in God, and you have righted that relationship, not because of anything that you could do, but because what Jesus did when he came to live on this earth. For those of you that have done that, this has been a great reminder. And yet there might be some of you here tonight that have not done that before. This story might be something new for you to hear this first time. And if it is, I want to encourage you to talk to one of the friends or family members that maybe brought you tonight, or myself or Pastor Dave or any one of us. We would love to talk to you more about this story. And that's really where John goes next. I'm almost done here. But in verses 6 to 9, John says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, not John, the man who wrote this book, but John the Baptist. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, Jesus Christ, the light, that all might believe in him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light, the true light, which gives light to everyone that was coming into the world. So John the Baptist told people about Jesus Christ because he believed in the power that God gave Jesus to change lives. The light we see is meant to be passed on to others. We need to share the light. We need to share our relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to start conversations in this dark world that is in need of light, in need of Jesus Christ. Like one candle, if these were real fire, can illuminate by lighting all the rest of the candles, we too can talk about Jesus Christ, can talk about our relationship with God, can share with those closest to us, and we can change the world. So right now, I want to invite you, if you have one of the little lights, we do have a few left on the table back there maybe, I want to invite you to turn on that light. And for those of you who do know Jesus Christ as your Savior, who have placed your faith in Him, I want you to think about that for a moment, that this is the light that Jesus has given you. And by yourself, it's bright. It's bright enough for you. But as you pass it on, as you light that candle of somebody else's, you have an opportunity to make a huge impact in this world. God's desire for us is to live in the light of Jesus Christ, to be changed by who He is, so that it affects us in every way, so that we live a life of love and we live a life that makes a difference in this world.